Let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. That old devil, he don't like it when I'm talking about this good old way. That old devil, he don't like it when I'm talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Well, I'm feeling so much better talking about this good old way. Yeah, I'm feeling so much better when I'm talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Well, I'm feeling so much better when talking about this good old way. Well, I'm feeling so much better when I'm talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. That old devil, he don't like it. We're talking about this good old way. That old devil, he don't like it when I'm talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. I'm feeling so much better when talking about this good old way. Well, I'm feeling so much better talking about the Lord. So let's go on talking about this good old way. Let's go on talking about the Lord. Amen. It is good to be in the house tonight. My goodness, we've got a lot to be grateful for. I am here to eat this word. There's no place I'd rather be. Go ahead, sis.
That was really my song today, because I'm feeling so much better. And I just want to thank God for that. I want to thank God for my health. He gave it to me, and I want to use it for Him. Yesterday, I was not well, and I reached out to the body, and today I'm feeling so much better. I just want to thank God for that. And I want to thank God that He gives us the answer in advance, because the other day Pastor Moore said, tell the devil that's not even yours to claim. That's the devil's sickness. Yeah. And every time I took my fever, I was like, that's the devil's fever, and he can take it back.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank God for that by his stripes were already healed, and I wanted to just step out on, my foot's not hurt the past few days, and the devil is trying to be like, well, that's because you've not been moving, because you've been sick. I was like, no, pardon's not a pardon if you don't take it. I'm taking my pardon, and I'm going to step out on it, and I'm just thankful for this place. I'm thankful for this body and a place I can come to, and I can feel so much better. I'm just thankful, and I wanted to praise God for it.
Amen. Good, sir.
I've been burning since this morning. I slept 2.5 hours, 3 hours max. I've been thinking about this token. Let me just gather myself, because I'm gonna try and read something. I'm gonna put this up here for a second, but I
read this, and come on,
it reads different. It reads different. You know, Brother Moore said on Sunday, you had to be in a condition.
If you met those conditions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You met those conditions.
He's obligated. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to read. This is 1963, The Token. He says, to the world, it's a bunch of foolishness.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of foolishness. We're up here talking on a Wednesday. We're up here talking about taking our families, talking about my foot's healed. Devil, you can take your virus back. Take your fever. I'm not going to claim it. It's a bunch of foolishness. Yeah. But you know what? But to God, it's the only way.
Amen.
The only way.
The
only thing that he requires is that token.
Amen.
Nothing else. Nothing else. He says it must be there, and you cannot have the token until the fare is paid.
Right.
Okay.
So it's yours.
I read it. You heard that. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
He said it wasn't available till the end time.
Come on.
Okay, so I can't even read any more of that. That token, that fare that was paid, that blood that was applied, that you're done.
Yeah.
You're finished work.
That's it.
You're finished work. You know, I was thinking about a fare. You know, a fare, you know, when you have a token, and you can look at it as a bus token, an arcade token.
Yeah.
You can look at it as a ticket that you tore up when you set your laundry in.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he used the example of a railroad. Mm-hmm. You know, that token is only good for one thing. One thing, you can't take it anywhere else.
Amen.
If I took my arcade token to ride the bus, they would look at me cross-eyed. I'm sorry, you're not going.
You're not going.
You're not going.
Nope. Wrong token.
Wrong token. We have the token. Now, I was thinking about, you know, when you go on a trip, you have a ticket. That ticket you paid for.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The you scheduled. You, we had a 2,000-year-old schedule.
Yeah.
We have that ticket. We have a destination we're going to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that ticket, just because I'm a simple person. I need it so broken down that, you know, the kids can take it.
Yes.
You know, that's what we need. We need to have it in such simple terms that you can't help but just chew it.
Amen.
And, you know, I think about that token. I know where I'm going.
Right.
I know the destination.
Amen.
I know where I'm going. I think about my kids. My kids don't know what's going. They just know they're going.
That's right.
That's the foolish version. That's your loved ones. They don't know where. They don't know what it is. They don't know where they're going. They don't know how they're going to get there. They used to ask them questions. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? I'm turned on. I come in here, and I don't want to be stagnant. God has done too much for us. You know, Sister Sue, you got to encourage yourself. This is what this body does. And I was thinking, I was like, until the evening time, when the whole body, not just this alive, but when we understood that the whole entire body is ready, it makes me, like, I thought I was having, like, chest pain. And I realized it's on the right side, so it made me feel better. But it just turns, because you read this, and you listen to this, and you chew on it, and you dwell on this, and you're right, I'm feeling so much better.
Yeah.
Because you know what, there comes a time where you can pack all your clothes that you want. Eventually, you got to be ready for the trip. Eventually, you got to stop worrying about the flesh. Eventually, you got to stop worrying about all this stuff, because this stuff is covered with the blood.
Come on.
I'm covered with the blood. So no matter what I do, I'm signed, sealed, and delivered.
Amen.
We put too much emphasis on what the flesh does.
That's right.
You know, you got to put stuff. Greater is he that is in me.
Yeah.
Me.
He's the one that's greater.
It's not me. You start you talk, but what you're doing is you've been born new creature. You're a new creature. So you should do different things. You should have a different manifestation. That's what I love about a seed. It's a seed. And it all ties together. It all ties together. Seed, revelation. And yeah, because you know, talk about this new birth. It doesn't come without a feeling, but I tell you what, when you start giving into it, you'll feel it. You'll feel it. It's that same spirit that's in that bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Gets you filled in the flesh. Yeah. But this spirit, you drink of this, you'll burn. And try. It took me all I could. I sat there and watched the clock. I'm like, they said, mind the song leaders. But I was like, I have got to. Because this is it.
Yeah.
What you do for God will last. I'm not sitting here making plans for a career. I'm not sitting here making plans for retirement. He says, clear your plate. Yeah. What's on your plate? I'm looking for a body change. I'm looking for a rapture.
Yeah, right.
I'm not looking for anything else. Like Brother Peterson said, you know, you talk a big game here. But when you go out there, your focus dwells on other things. No.
No.
No. I've seen too much. I've seen too much. I get here and I see, because I come in here, and yes, I'm feeling so much better. You're talking about we're overcoming a story. We'll tell a story about how we overcome.
Yes, we will.
We should all be able to tell a story about how we overcame just today.
Yeah.
Just today.
I
tell you what God's done since I just walked in these doors. I saw Luke get up before anybody else did and praise God. He was so turned on by it that he moved. And if he moves, you know what that does? I'm going to move.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know what? Yes. Johanna gets in front of me. I was up here first. But you know what? I need that testimony.
Yeah.
I'm not. I need that testimony. Because you know what that does? It builds my faith.
Yes.
It builds my faith. You know what that faith does? That faith gets you stronger and stronger. And you step into it.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of it's like working out. You can't expect to go there and lift 300 pounds. You're going to hurt yourself.
That's right.
You don't know what you're doing with it.
Don't know what you're doing.
But you keep coming. Yeah. You keep eating this word.
Oh, yeah.
Guess what happens? You are what you eat.
Yep.
You are what you eat. Amen. If you're eating the things of the world, guess what? You're going to be like the world. You're going to smell like the world. You're going to be no earthly good.
Right.
But if you eat of this eternal, if you drink of this,
yes.
I tell you what, I love that because in that certain condition, if you look at the Passover, you know, they were ready to go. They were ready. They weren't worried about what they were doing tomorrow. They were told, I want your shoes on. I want your bags packed.
Yeah.
The hat has to be in the right place.
It has to.
We're talking about there has to be conditions.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about this because, you know, when God says something, you step on it.
Yeah.
He says, you know, there's got to be conditions. And once you meet those conditions, he's obligated to be on his word.
Yeah.
So he says there's a condition.
Yeah.
You know what? All you can do until the next condition said is you step on it. He says, you know what? You got
to
be in this condition.
Yes,
and this world's in a certain kind of condition.
Yes.
I love the fact that the world is like, the world's going to end. California's going to sink. I'm like, wow, looky there. That's called irony. That's called irony. You know, it's the world's like they refuse God. They turn God away at every corner. Yeah. But here we are. We're walking through. And the opportunity to come in here and to walk with God in the cool of the evening.
Yes.
This is until I get I won't be content until I awaken his likeness.
Right.
That's the reason why I come here, is I want to know more.
Yeah.
I want to talk to God. I want to hear from God. I want to see God. I want to see my loved ones.
Yes.
You said a pardon's not a pardon unless you claim it. What are you going to do? You have the checkbook. What are you going to write? Right. You're going to sit there and be paltry with it and stingy? I'm writing big checks.
Right.
Big checks. You know, I'm loved ones, people I meet, I'm smiles and water.
Yeah.
And that's just children's bread.
That's just children's bread.
And to just come in here, I can't help but burn for this thing because I see it. And once you see it, it just turns. You can't even move the thing. You should be different. You should talk different. There should be an eagerness to bring something. You say you're a body. You say you're the last word to the last age. But unless someone speaks, how do I know? How do I know? I think it's funny because you expect the pastor to come in here and preach,
right?
And we sit there like a bump on the log.
Yeah.
And I love what Brother Moore, he put it in such a way. Let's talk about what God's done with you. And that turned me on.
Yeah.
Because you know what that does? that gives you kind of like an itemized thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're feeling, as you're feeling a little bit sluggish, you know, the world, because the weight of the world does get on you. Yeah, 10 other inlets.
That's
you got the
weight.
Flesh.
That's
you got the spirit that still needs to be changed.
Yeah.
You know what? Sometimes you get all that weight of the world, but you know what? Oh, he woke me up.
Yeah.
He kept me. Whether the 3 hours I slept, the 6 hours I slept, with medical conditions, sickness, health. You go back to Romans 8 and 28, you read that a little bit different.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you died, even if this earthly tabernacle be torn away, I have another promise.
I've got another one.
That, literally, that you are talking to a bride that can't fail. You can't fail. That's why I think about that token. That token's been paid. I have my ticket. I don't care what you say I look like. I don't care what you say I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I know that I'm going over here to gate D, and you can't stop me. You can't stop me. I'm looking for a body change. I'm looking for a rapture. I'm looking at the whole body. I know now that we're all saying the same thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't until those, until the end time, until the evening time. I love that.
Right.
Until a new day.
Yeah.
The songs, these songs are singing different. And I've sang these songs for 30-something years. And I'm like, what? What? Because you start, I'm telling you, you know, if you're having, and this is just me talking because you know what happens, is you get, it's just this, it's just that. Satan wants to put circumstances on you. He wants to put different conditions.
Right.
He said, if you only believe.
Right.
He said, if you only believe. That was the only requirement. If you just had faith. I see people here with faith.
Yeah.
I see real faith. I see revelated faith.
Yeah.
I don't see people here coming out in form and fashion. You don't come out here on form and fashion, not on Wednesday nights.
No.
Maybe Sunday mornings, maybe holidays, Christmas, you know, picture day. But, you know, here, we have some real believers.
Amen.
We got some real believers. I love that because, you know, we talk about that condition. I'm just thinking about that. If you are in that condition, if you've met that requirement, you are set. And then what else are we doing? What else? What other emphasis are we placing? Talk about cleaning the plate off.
My goodness.
So I'm thankful for one more time. One more time. Because as far as I'm concerned, until God wakes me up again, this is the last time. That's what kind of place we need to be. This is the last time I'm going to be here.
That's right.
I'm looking, call, you know,
that's
the
right.
You literally know the names. You're calling names out.
Yeah.
It's not a mystery no more.
No.
How exciting is that? There was hope in the ages. And we have I now know.
Yeah.
There's so much power in that I now know. I'm not worried.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not concerned. I literally say, you know what? Just go do your thing. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's it. It's too late.
And I love the fact that you talk about that token. When that paper matches up, it matches up perfectly. That word matches up perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
You read that I was reading just a snippet, and it's just nothing but the truth. And you know, it's funny, it's still the same word, the same revelation. All it is just a little bit more light, just a little tweak. You know, so that's what it meant. Well, you couldn't even have it until it was done.
Right.
And he's over here speaking secrets to us.
Yeah.
I can't sit still. I'd refuse to come into this church
Amen.
And not
Amen.
Bring a covered dish.
Amen. Right.
You know, I have an obligation
Love
to this body.
Dish. Yes.
I have an I have a job.
Oh yeah.
You know, if we're talking the tape room, we all have a job.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my job seriously.
Important. Yeah. Amen. Go ahead, sis.
Very excited to be here, so I need to take my time, you know. I'm so thankful for what we know, you know, because, you know, James was saying it's so deep and people don't understand it. And I see it so clearly. Thank you, God, so much that he showed it to me. And, you know, you take things for granted. For instance, I have a mask on and it's a little harder to sing as loud as I want to sing with a mask on. It's like choking me. Thank God when I don't have to wear a mask, you know. Thank God that we have masks that I can come and enjoy service. You know, I was sitting there and feeling so much better, you know, and I'm feeling fine. I'm just coughing and I want to keep the body safe. But, you know, I just couldn't sit there. I had to walk around a little bit because God's done so much for us.
Yes.
You know, and
yes.
I was just thinking, it's all the little things. We have answers to everything. You know, we have the eternal destination, but why we're here, God's just blessed and blessed and blessed. you know, me and my kids went on a little trip to Florida. There was a hurricane. And I told Jeremiah, I was like, that is not going to touch us. You guys got worse weather from the hurricane than we did in Orlando, Florida. So, you know, God takes care of us, you know. Amen. Those just build our faith muscles, you know. Levi, towards the end, he was starting to get sick, and I was like, God, you got to not, that can't happen. And he was sitting in the parking, he was like, Mom, look at me now. He said, what could it be but Amen. God? And I was like, Amen, you know. It even our children have this. You know, it's so simple. It's children's bread. But God just keeps blessing us. And, you know, I haven't been up here for a second because I've been busy doing other things, you know.
That's right.
Thank God I have a chance to come up here Amen. And do this. You know, I'm flexing my muscles. I'm working that muscle. You know, faith is a muscle. And you work it, work Amen. It. And then sometimes, you know, like those things that were hard at first, they're easy. Amen. Once you build up those muscles, it makes it so much easier, you know. Testifying is a blessing. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, because I'm full, to come and release a little bit. You know, thank you, God, for this opportunity to be able to praise God with true believers, you know.
Amen.
And I was thinking about that token. The way you preached it on Sunday just opened it up so much. Oh, my goodness. It was like, it was all about me, but it was like, wait a second. Just another way of putting us together with that body, you know. And it's just another step, because I know that one day there's going to be that final step, and I'm just looking forward to that. But until then, thank you, God, for being here. Thank you for today. I'm looking forward to today's service. I'm looking forward to hearing my husband preach, you know. I'm just saying, I love it, you know. I'm just putting it out there. You know, I know this goes on the internet. Thank God, you know. And I was just always want to thank God for my husband, you know. I want the world to know that I've got the best husband there is. Just throw that out there. You know, and it's just another thing that God has given me, you know. All these little Amen. Things that we get in this world, it makes life easy, you know. You draw more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. Be nice. It's not that hard. Sometimes, you know, people do something to you, and I'm like, okay, be nice. And, you know, if you're nice, it shows. You know, it draws people to you. And we were out, and I can't tell you how many people were so good to us. Like calls to like. You know, they have to have a seat in there somewhere. They can't help but come to us. And, you know, if I'm showing God, then that's what they see. You know, I just want to always be open. And I just, sorry, I'm talking so long. I haven't testified in a second. I love this place. I love this message.
Amen.
You know, the word fixes everything.
Amen. We're in this church. This glorious church. We did not join, no, we was born. We have a new birth, some glorious day. We're gonna sail away, gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're in this church. We're in this church. This glorious church. We did not join, no, He was born. We have a new birth, some glorious day. I'm gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're even in this church. Oh, we're in this church, this glorious church. We did not join, no, I was born. We have a new birth, some glorious day. We're gonna sail away, we're gonna sail away. It's by His grace, not by my works. We're in this church. One more time. We're in this church. This glorious church. We did not join. No, I was born. I have a new birth. Some glorious day. We're gonna sail away. By His grace, oh, it's by His
His grace,
not by my words.
Oh, it's by His grace, not by my words. We're in this church. Amen. Go ahead, brother. You'll be the last one.
Well, that puts pressure on me. I got to do it right then. Today, right now, sun went down. It's Jewish New Year. I'm not going to bore everyone by trying to compare what the feasts and how they translate to us. But it is a good reminder of what we have. Mercies renewed every daily. Daily.
Right.
They had to go ahead and put things off. They have, you know, good things, look forward to things in the future. Well, we have it now.
Yeah.
We have fresh manna every day.
Amen.
We can be as close to God as we want to be.
That's right.
And beyond that, it's interesting that the new year for them always starts in darkness. If you look up in there,
yeah.
Our seventh day ended in complete darkness.
Right, yeah. Right.
Our new day started in darkness, but it don't stay in darkness for us. I'm going to shut up before I go on and start trying to talk about the feast, because that interests me and the rest of you would fall asleep. But I just wanted you to remember that. The darker it gets, the brighter your candle is.
Amen. You know, he just switched houses. You know, he came right out of that book, veiled himself in human skin. And, you know, it's so right what you said, Brother Seth. You know, I don't just believe this word. I have become the word. You really are what you eat. What you feed yourself, you just become. And I love how this just naturally comes out of you. We all have busy lives. We all do things. But in those things, God gets His job done. And I am a real witness to seeing God manifest Himself right here out of this little vessel right here.
Amen.
This all, like 250 pounds of Hawaiian dirt. I get to see God just reveal Himself. Right. It's like I'm sitting in a passenger seat. Because I ain't going to sit in the trunk. I've already done that. I've already been drugged behind. You know, I've already done all those things. It's time to sit in the front seat and just enjoy. Just thank Him. Oh, my God. He's done so much. My goodness. Announcements. I want to let you guys know that this weekend is the bonfire on the 4th. And that's Friday. And then we've got the South Carolina trip. So anybody that didn't pay, you're not going. So God of my present, key of ye, and we'll get them up. God bless you guys. God bless the testimonies.
God of my present, God of my future, You write my story, You hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, You write my story, You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident that as seasons change, Your faithfulness remains.
God of my present, You're the
God of my present, God of my future, You write my story, You hold it all together. God of my present, God of my future, You write my story.
You hold it all together, Lord.
You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord.
I'm confident that as seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
You are Alpha.
You are the Alpha and your Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together. You are the Alpha and your Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together.
You are the Alpha.
You are the Alpha and your Omega.
You're in the middle, Lord.
You're in the middle. You hold it all together.
You're the Alpha.
You're the Alpha and your Omega. You're in the middle. You hold it all together.
So I
believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident.
Verse 1.
God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. You hold it all together. God of my present, God of my you write my story. You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord. And I'm confident as seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
I want to do verse 1 again.
Thank you, Lord. God of my present, God of my future, you write my story. Together, God of my present,
he holds the future.
God of my future, you write my story. You hold it all together. So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident as seasons change, your faithfulness remains.
Yes, so I believe.
So I believe that I will see the goodness of the Lord, and I'm confident change your faithfulness remains.
Dear God,
Oh, you've always been faithful. You've never one time failed us. You promised you'd never leave us comfortless. You said you'd send a comfort, Lord, and you've done exactly what you said. You've taken care of all of our needs. Oh, the devil don't write my story. My story is the one that's the walk in the Lord, the Word, Lord, and we appreciate that understanding and everything you do for us and the blessings that you've given us. And Lord, we come here tonight one more time to worship you, to praise you, to testify, to sing. Lord, to fellowship around the revelation that we have, Lord, that it brings joy to our heart. It gives us enthusiasm to see ourselves in this Word, to, as John did in the book of Revelations, Lord, and to rejoice. We're so thankful for that, to see the world condition and know it's supposed to be where it's at, Lord, that we can have peace in the midst of the storm. We're so thankful for that. And Lord, we ask that you have your way with the rest of the service, Lord, and talk to us and use a scripture that you want to use, or use a quote you want to use, or use a hand you want to use, or use a voice you want to use, Lord. Lord, move the hearer and the speaker out of the way. Make it a little bit brighter to us. Answer the question that needs answered. Oh, Lord, you knew the needs before we even got here. You knew who you were going to talk to before you got here, Lord. We're so thankful for that. And bless your bride around the world, Lord. There's so many in need, Lord. Touch those that need a financial touch. Touch Brother George in Africa, Lord, and his family's need, Lord. Be with him and bless him, Lord. And be with Praveen in India, Lord, as he's still trying to get things situated and together. And be with our friends in Africa, Lord, and where they're dealing with things. And bless them and bless the service that we're planning, Lord. So many things, but what's so great, Lord, you got it all in your hands. And we're standing and dependent on you, and we ask that you have your way with these things, Lord. Thank you for everything you've done for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen. You may be seated. And good to be here this evening. And looking forward to what God has in store. He always blesses us. He's already started doing that at the beginning of service, as we well know that. And not our hearts rejoice within us as we walked with him along the way. And he never fails to show up. He said where two or three are gathered together, he'd be in the midst. And we've seen that happen time after time after time. And the time lasts, we're looking forward to the bonfire on Friday. That'll be fun, the fellowship. I'll just word it that way. And remember, that's at John and Don's house. And I think we got it starting at 6:30. Six evening. So thank you for that correction. And I'm going to get some final details situated tomorrow evening so that we'll start announcing the exact times that we plan to leave for South Carolina. So we'll be getting that announced for you. It's going to be early in the morning. I'll just say that. I know that for a fact, because it has to be early in the morning to get down there in time. So we'll get that time situated, and just remember to plan to bring a little money with you, because we'll have to take care of ourselves a little bit with some food, but we'll get those details to you here really soon. But looking forward to that too, because that'll be a good time. You know, this bride in the evening time, we know, we see what he's done. It's the bride's revival, and we've been in it for quite a while, and she's standing on her feet. And so, and what's so wonderful about it is we can drive down to South Carolina and fellowship with some that are alive, you know, and knowing that those that are sleeping are right there with us. And so looking forward to it, and it'll be a great, great time. And I ask that you also keep me in your prayers. I'm getting ready to travel, and I don't have time to have to wear a mask or be sick. And so I rebuke that devil, because I got work to do. So just keep me in your prayers. But I know God will provide. He always has. And we're just trusting that I'll be gone for about a week here, so be missing you all as well. But we're glad to be here tonight. This is the day the Lord has made. Take no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow will take care of itself. There's enough evil in that day for itself. And I believe it in such a way that we could get out of here tonight if that's what the Lord wanted. I don't need to be here till Sunday. I don't need to even be here till Thursday. I don't need to be here for another 10 minutes. But you know what's so great about it? And the hat's got to be in the right place. And you know, we won't get out of here any sooner than God saw. We're not going to meditate it here. We're not going to wish it 100 times to the 99. It's going to happen because that's God's word says it's going to happen. And sure, there will be a group of believers here that's believing it. There'll be a group of believers here preaching it. But I do believe it, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, 5 years, it's going to happen. And you can see so many things around us pointing towards it, Brother Deskins. It's an exciting hour to live in. And I have a revelation like we have. Oh, we're a blessed group of people to live in the golden hour that we live in. Because, you know, God's dealt with them all the way down to the church age. He sent a messenger in each age. There were preachers in each age. God preached, and people, to the point that they could believe what they heard preached and recognize their day and its message. And God watched over them, and he sent his spirit, and he took care of them and gave them the spirit they needed for the age that they lived in to overcome the things of that age and all the above. But the one thing that they didn't fully see was is an open book. With the book of Genesis all the way through Revelation is completely revealed to understand even what part they were playing, you know. Obviously they do today, but that didn't happen until the opening of the seals. And here we are in an hour where we live. We're not guessing. We're not probing. You know, people probed up the book of Revelation. And I can actually go by a book and show you some things that they probed at that was right. I really can. And they weren't authored by William Branham. And Brother Branham used them. I believe God let them probe just so they could help the prophet. To be real honest with you. But in saying that, you can probe at this thing. But those same people who probed got a few things right. They had a lot more wrong. Because the book wasn't open. And I love how we have an understanding. See, the six seals is right here. And that's the written word. And because you have this, you can even probe sometimes what's between the lines, because you got this written word here and you can guess at some things and get close. But until the seventh seal shows up, and that's just God himself, that's the Lord himself, that's the coming of the Lord, until God comes up and says, I'm coming down myself, and I'm going to show you what it means, you never fully got the real understanding of what this book even meant. But in the hour that we live in, that's happened. The book's no longer sealed. It's no longer symbols to you and I. He's come down himself. The seven thunders have uttered their voice. God has spoken to us. He's told us what this whole story is all about. And we stand here tonight looking at Israel and Iran and realizing that's part of it. We know that's what's going to happen. You know, so much so I work with some educated people at work, and they were talking about Israel today, and I just thought it was funny because one of them is kind of agnostic. I'll just use that word. He doesn't want to say he doesn't believe in God, and I hate to admit this to you. He's my best friend at work. Good guy. Treats God well and doesn't even know what he's doing. But he's a smart guy. And he was telling me today, because he didn't think I would know, he says, you realize Israel, they'll kill anything for that land. He said, it's been the longest war going on. There's never been peace ever since, really, Israel and Ishmael, Jacob and Ishmael, or Ishmael and Isaac have been fighting. It's been going on since Isaac and Ishmael, to be real honest with you. And I just kind of chuckled. I said, I know it. I said, we have so much political correctness, we don't like what they do, but they'll kill animals, they'll kill kids, they'll burn down houses. And Brother Moore made a powerful statement on Sunday. You think Israel's bad now? Wait till a little more of the word gets quickened to them. And they know their position. Oh my, you ain't seen nothing now. So this could be, you know, just so you know that. But it was interesting because even some of the educated in the world, they know Israel's like that. And he was telling me about it because he wanted me to understand, because where we're flying to is not so far away from there. And I made a joke. I said, well, we might as well go visit Israel while we're over there. And he was talking, but I thought, you're exactly right. But that's the hour we live in. And people want that land. They've been wanting that land, but God promised that to Israel. And he's not going to give it to anybody else. I can promise you. And it's not me, because I have some smart... I can promise you by thus saith the Lord. Amen. That land belongs to Israel. And I don't even have to be political about it. This ain't politics. I don't vote because you support Israel. I don't care whether you vote for them or not. Everybody in the United States can vote against Israel, and they still ain't going down. The president can decide not to support them, and they're still not going down. I don't care how many people are against them, and they're still not going down. And I don't care how many votes you get for them. That ain't keeping them up. God's got his hands on them. Independent of what you and I or anybody else in this world can do. And that's not even my message, but that's the reality of the hour we're living in. I'm connected to, we see the hour, we see our position. The book's been opened, we know where we're at, and we thank God for it. That brings more peace to us than we realize. It gives us peace and joy that surpasses all understanding. It's full of glory. It's what makes you get excited. It is what makes you feel so much better. It is what, when the roll is caught up yonder, I'll be there. You've seen your name in the book. You've seen your part of a bride. And you know he's coming back for her. And that's another thing that got me turned on Sunday morning. See, a lot of little nuggets come when the preachers preach, right? You take more than one note sometime. And Brother Moore, because, you know, just hit me so good. It's like, the Lord himself said, I've heard the cry of my people.
Amen.
In other words, I ain't leaving this in nobody else's hands. I got this covered.
Amen.
I've heard the cry of my people.
Amen.
And I promised them 400 years.
Right.
And I'm coming down to deliver them and keep my promise.
Right.
Oh, my, that's just a type,
right,
as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Oh, it really happened. He did that for them. He did dealt with Israel natural back there. But as far as I'm concerned, that's just an example. It's just a fingerprint, as you used on Sunday, of what's really happening to me today. Thessalonians 4 said, the Lord himself shall descend. He knows what he promised us. He said, I'll come back. And he did exactly what he said he's going to do. He's kept every promise every single time he's made one. We serve a mighty, mighty God. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of Joshua. And I'm glad that we have a body that's turned on. I'm glad that you guys have already testified some of what I was going to say. And it's good, but I don't really ain't too worried about it because I'm going to say it again, some of it. Because I've learned, too, that God has a way of breaking things down to us. This is just a personal thing that Jeremiah's learned here. I've watched Brother Schultz do it over the year. I've watched Brother Moore do it over the year. Sometimes God will come back and talk about the same thing just a few times. Because, you know, the first time was just a little, it was raining. You just got a little wet. And you recognized something new was happening. But because it was new, you was just focused on the big detail. It was rain. That's all you could get there. But once you're in that rain a little bit, you start saying, wait, there's more going around me than I realized. And so God comes and just soaks you good with that rain. And it ain't men up here with education, but God just knows. He sends preachers because he says that we're going to preach this because faith comes by hearing, and hear it come by the word of the Lord. And we're going to preach this, and I'm going to quicken the word to them. And I know exactly what they need because I want them to understand how this applies to them so that they can use it in their life. See, I'm not even here tonight because I've studied a little bit, but I always think about this sometimes. I'm not here to give you knowledge tonight. Now, when I say my next statement, I realize this is going to be more information on the same revelation, but I'm not here to give you my information and just to give you information just to give you information. I don't want to just make you smarter or show you how much I studied or let me show you this type and let me show you all these deep details. No, if I don't come and give you something that helps you, that gets quickened to you, that you walk away and say, wait a minute, I see myself in the scripture that much more than in reality. I don't feel like I've done my job. That's what I'm here to try to do. And when I say I'm trying to do it, God's using me. He's the one that does it. But that's what this is about. This ain't about information passage. This isn't about education. This isn't about getting smart. This is the reality of a real relationship between you and God. That these things had to happen, and God's made them all happen exactly the way they were supposed to, so that you and I could get out of here.
Amen.
That's how this thing works. So I want to go to the book of Joshua because Brother Moore already used Exodus. So I got to go somewhere else. Because I like how God's got this stuff in here all over the place. And then once it does start raining, you realize it's a little different angle he's bringing it from. I'll use that phrase. The Bible becomes a new Bible. Like it always does. So Joshua, the second chapter, and I'm going to save time. This is a story of Rahab and spies that had been sent into the land to spy it out. And Rahab was a believer. And you can read that in Joshua, the second chapter, where we're going to read from, but I'm going to skip a lot. But she was such a believer, she said, I'm paraphrasing, we've heard what you've done. I know about you. I know how God blesses you. I know how he moves everything out of your way. And I actually believe it happens. And so I'm going to help you, because I know God's with you. And she's like, but I need you to help me a little bit too.
Amen.
And so she was negotiating. She was good at negotiating because her job required that negotiation. How she made her money required that negotiation. You know, we can laugh about it because we know what she did, but on the other hand, all things work together for the good. It made her be a negotiator, and it worked for her in her spiritual life. And she needed the ability to do that. She said, wait a minute, you ain't leaving without giving me something. I need a little bit of something. I believe God. I know he's blessed you, and I want a little bit of that blessing. That's the other way Jacob, well, Jacob was a shyster. He was a trickster. But the one thing he did is that I'm wrestling all night. I ain't letting you go until you bless me. I want my blessing. I want my help. Lord, I didn't come. Lord, hey, let me tell you the condition you're in tonight. Lord, I didn't come here to church tonight to not get some help. I'm here for you to talk to me. I'm here for you to bless me. I'm here for you to answer my questions. I'm here for you to give me the answer that I need tonight. God can do that for you tonight. Before you walk out of these doors, you just got to have the right expectation. Yes, on one side of the coin, God owes you nothing. We know that. On the other side of the coin, Jesus paid for it all and wants you to have it.
Amen.
Well, Rahab, this is where we're going to jump. Because she's talking to these spies. Verse 11, she said, our hearts did melt. But verse 12, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. Oh, she's putting it pretty tough on him. I mean, swear to me unto the Lord. I mean, I just think about it. When you're a kid, you're taught not to swear. You're almost taught the word swear means worse than a lie, you know. So this was a big deal. Since I have showed you kindness, that ye will also show kindness unto my father's house, and give me a true token. See, I got another good little term for you tonight. But anyhow, what I like about it, and I want to make a point here, because we've been saying it, and this is the one thing I want to repeat to you, and then we're going to really break down what the token is. But the token really in one sense wasn't even for Rahab. She was a believer. You know, on one side of the coin, she could have hopped down out of that house, went with them back to where they came from, and then came back with them because she said, I'm a believer just like you, and took the land. But that token she was going to have was a bigger picture than just herself. Notice her first statement, I want you to bless my father's house. So getting this token is more than just you. And yes, I got a quote. You got to get the token for yourself. You got to get a new birth. It starts there. We're going to bring that in. But it's bigger than just you, is the point I'm trying to make. And she said, give us a true token that ye will save alive my father. You know what's so interesting about this? When I read this week, I think about me when my tradition had to start dropping. When I learned about the token, apply it to my loved one, I almost like, oh, can I take this one? Can I take this one? Am I going too far? Am I trying to take too many? She didn't even stop. I want this. I want this. I want this. I want this. And that's how this thing works. If he can take a rocking chair and a horse, don't limit yourself. Save alive my father and my mother and my brother and my sisters and all that they have. And deliver our lives from death. And the man answered her, our life for yours. If you utter not, this our business. There's always a set of instructions that goes with this token. There always is, people. And full obedience to every word of God entitles you to the token. If you utter not our business, and it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. And she let them down by a cord through the window, and for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she goes on down, we know it. She puts a scarlet thread out on the window. My title tonight is a true token. Now, Brother Moore was saying it Sunday. I got a quote up here. Brother Bram said it different places. Seth read one of them places. He said it today, where Brother Bram is explaining what that token is. But I want to explain it again, because it's really fundamental. Because sometimes I went to church here long enough, and when you're new, sometimes you said, is this another term? Is this something different? Is this another thing I got to do? What does this mean? But let's use our simple elementary school education here. A token is something that you use to be able to accomplish something. A token, simply put, means a fare has been paid. The price to do something, the requirement, has been met. Brother Moore was using an example, because it was his generation more than ours, of riding a bus around. Right? And I'll bring us up to date here. You go to your arcade. Some of you kids do. You'll go to them, right? You don't go up to that machine and put in a dollar bill. You got to go up and get tokens, so that you can put that token in, and then that game will function. The cash wouldn't meet the requirement at the time. It wouldn't even work. There was a specific true token. It's the same size of a quarter, but a quarter won't work. That's why you got to have a true token. You got to have the one that works. You got to have the one that shows the fare's been paid. You got to have the one that shows the requirement's been met. And as I was getting enthused, I want to share this because it enthused me. I was thinking about an airline ticket. And let me explain what you can do. You can get to the airport 2 hours early, exactly like they tell you to do. You can set your alarm in time to get up in time to get to the airport exactly like they tell you to do. You can pack your luggage in such a way that you skip all the lines and head straight to where you're trying to get to. You don't even have to check the bag in. You can pull money out of the account so you can pay for parking. You can do all these things. But if you get to that airport and you don't have a ticket in your hand, you're not going anywhere. I don't care how fast you got there. I don't care how soon you got there. I don't care how under the weight limit you are in your luggage. I don't care how many, the way you packed, exactly the way you're supposed to pack. You could have every T crossed and every I dotted. You could have all the mechanics right. But if you don't have a ticket in your hand, you won't even make it through the first security checkpoint. But on the opposite side of that, because I've done this before, Brother Deskins, I might not show up 2 hours on time. There's been time I've been running into that airport, Brother Moore. I haven't always done everything exactly the way I was supposed to. And I ain't preaching to live bad. I'm just trying to make a point to you. I had my bag be over the limit before. I've had to throw things out because they were too big in size and couldn't get through the security point. But despite doing those things wrong, I can throw that out, I can throw this out, but even if I don't even take my bag, I got a ticket in my hand, and I'm getting on that airplane, and I'm going home, because when I get over to my final destination, I can buy the same things again. All that'll be taken care of, but I gotta have that ticket in my hand. That's how the token works. What it is it shows the price has been paid. You already spent that cash. Somebody's already paid the requirement, and you have in your hands what you need to meet the requirement.
Amen.
Oh, that gets me excited.
Amen.
Oh, that's what I want to focus on a little bit tonight. The requirement's been met.
Amen.
The price has been paid.
Amen.
The fare's taken care of.
Amen.
I've got the ticket in my hand.
Amen.
Oh, my, that gets me excited. And what's so amazing, the natural I can only use so far. This token I have, I wasn't even the one that could pay the price. Somebody else paid the price for me. All I've been asked to do is take it and apply it. Take it and use it. Take it and hand it in. Put it into action. Do what I told you to do. That's all he's asked me to do. But Jesus didn't even make me pay for this thing. He paid it and made it available for me. Just use it. Oh, that gets me excited. The requirement's been met. You got what you need to get on the bus. You got what you need to get on the airplane. You got what you need to play for the game. Those are natural examples to show you got what you need to get out of here. That you belong to God. That you come from God. That you're going back to God. The price has been met. The requirement's been met. You're not earning this thing. God's already paid the price. He's just asked you to apply it.
Amen.
Well, they tell this Rahab here, our lives are yours, but don't tell anybody our business. And if she had told people her business, it wouldn't have worked for her. See, that's, God's kind of funny like that. He likes his instructions followed. He does. He's peculiar. He's particular. He's a stickler. And sometimes his instructions seem silly to man. Naaman, go down to the dirtiest river and wash 7 times, and you'll be healed of leprosy. And Naaman thought, that's the craziest instructions I've ever received. Oh, my Lord, what do you mean, go down to the Jordan and wash 7 times? And Naaman's servant said, if he told you some mighty thing, you would have done it. But when he tells you some simple thing, you turn your nose up at it. And Naaman finally said, you know, you're right. And he went down to that dirty, stinky river and washed 7 times. And sure enough, he was healed just exactly as the prophet told him he would be. I read this week Joshua, and he told him he got to Jericho. God said, for 6 days, I only want you to circle the city 1 time. But on the 7th day,
yeah,
I want you to circle it 7 times. And then a little bit more. And then on the 7th time, I want everybody to shout. That's the only way it was going to work.
Amen.
And, you know, we look at these things as silly, but that was a perfect type of what happened down here.
Yeah.
It thundered 1 time through each age. But down here at the end time, it thundered 7 straight times.
Amen.
God wants his instructions followed, Brother Moore. That's what he asks you and I to do. That's what applying this token's all about. God wants you to apply this token.
Amen.
Now, I want to be careful. I ain't giving you a code of rules. I ain't giving you 10 commandments. I'm telling you, take the word. And this is what happens to believers. You believe the word, and it automatically manifests out of your life.
Yes. Yes. Right.
But God's giving you instructions, your day and his message. There's no other way. Those are the ones you got to get. That's the only way you're coming. You're not getting there this hour off of Wesley's message only. You don't get to be born again off Luther's day, the message this day. In this hour, the token's required. And this is what God told us to do, and that's the expectation. And you got to follow those instructions. Now, I want to talk about this fare has been paid, and I want to say some things, because I was thinking this week, I go to a church, I'll speak for myself. And it's always been simple, so don't let the word deep confuse you, but where deep things have been preached. And I was just thinking this week, I'm going to share a few statements with you, things I've heard over the years. And until God preaches it, I'm like anybody else. Until he reveals it to me, I don't know how to tie anything together. And it just proves to you, you can't read this Bible on your own and get some understanding. It takes God to reveal this word to you. And we know that his prime way of doing that is he uses preachers to preach it, and he quickens that word to you. Otherwise, you'll be guessing. Because I was thinking this week a little bit.
on one side of the coin, I remember Brother Chiller saying, down through the ages, that's just potential. It was potential until we got to the end time. And then here comes Brother Moore. But in every age, it got a new birth. Because in every age, the age of the Holy Ghost. God dealt with him in every age. And so I'm sitting here, human understanding at that point without, well, I thought the new birth made you ready for the journey. What do we mean this is potential? How's this two statements connect together? And I bring those two examples up just to make a point. When God makes those statements, he's trying to emphasize a particular point he's trying to make. And the two things might not even be talking exactly about the exact same thing and the point they're trying to make. And that's why it takes God to rightly divide this word to you and explain what he means. Because I'm here to tell you, because Brother Moore said it Sunday. I was waiting to see if he was going to say it, and he said it. Because I know he's taught me not to change the revelation. He said it Sunday. The Holy Ghost was in every church age. They got born again in every church age. But what that did is it tied them, they didn't even know it, to a body. And so, in one sense, they got born again just like you and I did in this age. They got a changing of the soul. The price had been paid for them as an individual. They met their requirements. They applied their message for their day. And their life came back up on them because Jesus paid the price so that that life could come back upon a believer. In every age, that happened for every true believer. And in every age, the same requirement had to be met. You must be born again. And in every age, they were born again. They got a new birth. The Holy Ghost dealt with them. It was God's life in their life. The old nature was done away with. The new nature became manifested in them. That happened because the fare had been paid. The requirement had been met. They did what they were supposed to do as an individual. They got born again and recognized their day in his message. And even when they didn't know what they're doing, they lived exactly what they were supposed to live. Their word for their hour. Then here comes a statement. But the token didn't come till evening time. But wait a minute, you told me that they were born again, because just so you know, as an individual, the token is just your new birth. It's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. So what do you mean the token didn't come till evening time? Well, let me just remind you, God didn't just come back for one person. He didn't come back for one age. He didn't come back for just one church age. He didn't come back for just four church ages. He was only coming back for a seven church age bride body. Amen. And the requirement had to be paid for us as an individual, and Jesus paid it all. Amen. But when it came to this body, he had to sit there all seven ages long. Amen. As a mediator. Amen. Until every name had been revealed. Amen. Until every name showed up. Amen. Until the bride was formed. Amen. Until the bride had made herself ready. Amen. He sat there as mediator, mediating for us between God and man, sprinkling his blood, winking at their ignorance.
That's right.
Because down through the ages, now I'm talking about a bride body, people. Yes, down through the ages, we weren't a fully formed bride in the fifth church age. We still only had one breast, so to speak, in that church age. We weren't ready to go in that church age. We hadn't fully been formed. The requirement hadn't yet been met.
That's right.
As a body.
Amen.
But oh my, when you go from 1 through 7, or you go from justification to sanctification to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, now we're talking about a different story.
Amen.
That token showed up at evening time, which is our day, our message, our hour. It's a full word message now.
Amen.
It's not part understanding. Because remember what Brother Bram said, down through the ages the Holy Ghost had been bound by creeds and dogmas, and all that meant was they had some of the Word and not all the Word. And it was God's plan. He's the one that held back. We know it. But it wasn't the fullness of the Holy Ghost in action. But in this day and in this hour, there's no more creeds. There's no more dogmas. There's no more just half-truths. We've said it over and over. We've come through the processes. We've come through the sevens. We've come through the threes. He himself has come down. Redemption is complete. The whole body needed this token. Oh, I like how you said it, Brother Moore. It's just what it's the story of my life this year. I've been this small, and God just kept widening the circle. These things are meant bigger than what I thought they were. I had the token for just me first. I had it for just me for a long time. Then I got a little excited. I could take my family. And it was even hard to go beyond my family. I finally made it to some friends. And I thought I was doing good. And that's just such a small world. That's really nothing but a promise reward. Yes, it's me applying the token, but it's just like a promise reward. It's a much bigger story than that. This whole bride needed something to happen. This whole bride needed the requirement to be met. This whole bride needed something that was the perfect sacrifice, something to step forward off the mercy seat and say, I'm the one that paid the price. I'm the one that's got the book in their hand. I'm the one worthy to open the book. That's what we needed. Up till then, it was potential. Up till then, a flood could have come and destroyed the whole thing. It's why God had to hide it from the devil. But when it was ready, when it was formed, when every name had been revealed, the mediator stepped forth off the seat. The job's done. The requirements met. I'm coming down myself. Life to the body. Oh, I know I got there quick, but I'm going to slow down and go over it again. I'm just trying to show you. I wanted to start that the requirement's been paid. Jesus paid it all. Remember what the book says. The Holy Ghost had not yet been given because he hadn't come yet. But Jesus showed up on the scene. He paid the price. And that had made the new birth available to you and me. And that new birth started happening ever since he showed up on the scene. And they got individual new birth. It was the requirement being met in their life. They got a new soul. They got a new nature. On one side of the coin, they were ready for the journey. But here's the problem. God wasn't just coming back for one person. God wasn't just coming back for one church age. He wanted a full bride. And when it came to the full bride, when we were in the second church age, we weren't ready. We hadn't done everything. The requirement, I'll just use that, hadn't been quite met yet. Because there was requirements. Brother Moore said it Sunday. Here's one of them. As Jesus died, what came out of him? Water, blood, spirit. That's how we came out of him. What gets us back into him? Water, blood, spirit. And you know what Brother Bram called that? Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. We had to go through that process as a bride body. And that's where we are today, people. He himself showed up. The full power of the Holy Ghost is here. Remember that quote we read over the years, the baptism of the Holy Ghost made way for he himself? Oh my, that's where we are. He himself is here. And it's just another way to say the fullness is here. The book's been opened. The seventh seal has come and opened the book to us. The price has been met. The requirement's been met. Redemption's over. He's paid the price. He's done his mediatorial work. Everything that had to happen's happened. The bride has married to him now. She's justified, and you can't hold anything against her. And that had to happen, and that token didn't show up until evening time. Now, let me read a quote for you. Brother Branham said, I went back and I read it in the Believer's Corner this week. Brother Moore, I think he was the author, even though we all add to it. Not one person takes full credit. But Brother Moore wrote it. And he's talking about the token part one, part two. And it started off with a question about when was Brother Branham born again. Before the opening seals or after. But Brother Moore said, well, we can't jump to that answer yet. I need to explain something to you. He talked about the token. And I've learned here recently, I didn't even know this until he said, told me this the other day, that it's what Brother Chose used to say. Because Brother Moore's always made a point, and I guess I've learned, Brother Chosen, the token is the Holy Ghost. It's the same God as there's always been. It's the same Holy Ghost that worked through the churches. Not a different God. Not something new in that sense. Same God. But here's the problem. People had so many creeds and dogmas, and so many things they called the Holy Ghost. And the one point he was trying to make was leaning on a past experience of Well, I went to church at the Baptist church, and I know God dealt with me. I felt the sensation, and I've been trying to go to church ever since. You can't tell me that wasn't real.
Right.
And people will stop there. So Brother Branham knew that. He lived with all these people. He saw all their creeds. And Brother Joseph talks about Brother Branham had to change the term. He had to draw their attention. Saying, wait a minute, you guys think all these things mean the Holy Ghost. But it ain't just because you go to church. It ain't because you had your Baptist experience. It ain't because you shook the pastor's hand. It ain't because you went to church since you've been young. It's not all these things you've made it. It's the token or perish. Now, let me say, I can say it this way. It's the Holy Ghost or perish. You must be born again.
Amen.
But he was trying to make a point to him. Don't be leaning on your old ways and all your traditions. That stuff's got to die. It's got to be burnt. You got to get up here to the token where the full word of God is. Do you realize this hour, we've said it over and over, what's the new birth? Recognizing your day and its message. Down through the ages as they lost what Paul had and what the forefathers had, God winked. He pulled back. He winked at their ignorance. They didn't have the full word altogether. But God said, that's okay. I'm going to quicken what's available. And in every age, they got quickened on what they had. But this age is a little different, people. This ain't part word. This is the full word of God. This ain't pick and choose what you want. Pick instruction, not this one. Or I believe so much. This is an hour where you believe the full word of God. That's the requirement. And he said, Jeffersonville is the token or perish. And Brother Moore and Brother Childers, and I can say it tonight, Fairborn is the token or perish. It ain't the same old 6 and 7. It's not take a little bit and take this and leave that. It's got to be the full word of God.
Amen.
And what does the bride of Jesus Christ do? She punctuates every word of God with an amen.
Amen.
That's how this thing works.
Yes,
and so what God was trying to do by throwing in that term token, I love it. It's another way to show you what's going on.
Amen.
It's another way to make it real.
Yeah.
Before, when it was just the Holy Ghost, I thought it was some quickening power. But tonight, I was like, the price has been paid. I've met the requirement. There's no judgment for me. I have what I need to get on the ship. I'm on the ark. I'm on the plane. You can't leave without me. I got oil in my lamp. So many different ways to say it, but I ain't trying to earn it. I ain't trying to work it up. The requirement has been met for you and me, but then it's bigger than just me, because he's not just coming back for me. By one spirit, we're all baptized into a body, and he's come to that body. And we couldn't even get out of here until everything was right, until everything was in order, until every process has been met, until Jesus paid the price of mediator. But thank God he has. Oh, we're not waiting on anything now. That's the other point. You know, you got your individual new birth, but my, what he's coming back for. The token for the entire body. Oh, I got a few quotes I'm going to read at the end, but I'm going to preach for a little while. The token for the entire body that puts the whole thing together, that unites her, that stands her on her feet, that lets her know who she is, that intelligence that we've talked about. It's he himself has come back now and married her, and she's standing on her feet, justified, spotless, perfect. The requirement has been met. The fair has been paid. The token for the entire body is here. I'm not searching for it. I'm not waiting on it. The token came in 1963, and it's so powerful I wasn't even born yet, but it had me accounted for. Oh my. Jesus did the job. He sat there as mediator. He said, I got my whole bride taken care of. I don't care if they come in 1988, 2024, I ain't going to lose none. Got them all counted for. Every name's been revealed. The token's here now. The price has been paid. The fare has been met. I hope you're getting it. It wasn't good enough just to have 4 steps. It took all 7 steps. It wasn't good enough just to have part of the word. It took all the word. And Jesus sat there as mediator until all of it happened. Till all of it was done. But what does the Bible say in Revelation 5? Weep not, John. The Lamb, the Lion of the tribe of Judah stepped forward. The one that paid the price. The one that was the mediator. The only one worthy. Stepped forward. And he had the book in his hand. I heard the cry of my people. And I've come down. And to deliver them. Oh, that's where we are. Oh, that's what happened in 63. You know what happened after that in Israel when they had the God went forward and killed the firstborn? You know what the next thing happened? There was an exodus. There was a deliverance. They left Egypt when the token showed up. That ply the token, he killed the firstborn. Oh my, Pharaoh was done then. He said, go. Get out of here. There was an exodus. And oh my, that only happens when the price has been met. You can't leave any sooner until you got the key to go in the car and start the ignition. You can't leave any sooner until you get the ticket to get on the airplane. But when you have that token, Amen. Oh my. Amen. I don't care. You got that ticket in hand, you can be there 6 hours early. I bought tickets before. I didn't want a layover to be so tight because I knew like I'll miss that flight. And then I'll be here real long. I'd stay the night. So I was like, I'm going to buy it one where I'll sit there 5 hours if I have to, because I'm going. That's my seat. But man, when you have that thing in your hand and you're sitting there, you just rest. Price been met. Fare's been paid. I might even forget my luggage. I might have forgot the shampoo that's my favorite one. But I got a ticket in my hand. The rest will take care of itself. Oh, I might have a smoking problem. I might have this problem. But trust me, when I get to the other side, it'll all be all right. Because I got the ticket in my hand. Oh, that gets me excited. The token is just a sign that the fare has been paid. Jesus died. You can get born again. The price has been paid. This body needed the price paid. He needed a mediator. It needed to be formed, and it's happened. And the token showed up.
Amen.
That evening time. And Brother Lockett, we're on our way out of here. That's why it could be any day. I'm not sitting here looking for more. I ain't sitting here looking for a new message. I don't need a new message. It's been paid. The requirement's been met. I got everything I need. And when I say I think bigger than just me, I'm part of that. We're ready. We know what it is. We know what to do with it. It's an exodus time. And all we're really just waiting on a hat to be in the right spot or last baby that needs to be born, whatever it may be. World condition to get into even a worse shape. But let me tell you just rest, little bride. Oh, you're over here in the, where it was light in Goshen. All the plagues getting them. But you just rest in Goshen. Darkness in Egypt, light in Goshen. Darkness in the world, light by your revelation. You see the whole book, you see Genesis, Revelation, you see Rome, you see the Jews, you see everything about it. You're just sitting here in light. The token's been applied. Daddy, did you put the blood out there? I sure did. You know this story of Rahab. She asked for that true token. She applied what they told her to do. And when they came, just imagine what that looked like. Everything around you just collapsed. God going through there and just ripping it all apart. Killing everything. Don't want nothing. And that whole house just stood. Oh my, the requirement had been met. The price had been paid. Oh, little bride, don't worry about how bad it looks, how tough it looks, or this or that, or whatever the devil tries to worry with it. The requirement has been paid. You're an individual. Your name's been transferred. You're part of that body. Body's on our feet. He's come down. The token has arrived. It's evening time. And in the evening time, there shall be light. And that's what we got. In this day and in this hour. So let me read a few things to you, if you don't mind. It'll just make you excited. Yeah, I'm going to skip a couple of scriptures. I was going to read Revelation 5, but you remember Revelation 5. John was worried about who's worthy to open the book. But there was one that came forward. It was Jesus. I'm going to read a quote here. Brother Branham said he couldn't come forth until every name had been revealed. Let me read that. I'll start there. Brother Bram said, and souls in prison now. He said he come to redeem. And he said, now listen to what Brother Bram asked us. He says, why didn't he redeem them 40 years ago? 2,000 years ago.
Brother Branham says, see, their names are on the book of life in that book. And he had to stand here because it was God's purpose to redeem them. Their names were put on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. The Lamb put there with it to be slain. Here come the Lamb, when it was slain, come back to make intercessions. Watch him. Oh, there will be a lot of impersonation, a lot of everything else, but there was really somebody who was going to be saved. The church was predestinated to be without spot or wrinkle. She is going to be there. And the Lamb died for that purpose. And then when the last name on the book was redeemed, the Lamb came forth and took the book. I'm the one that did it. The angels, the cherubims, the 24 elders, the beast, everything uncrowned themselves, fell down before the throne. This is what we read here recently. And said, worthy art thou. John said, everything in heaven and earth heard me hollering, amen, screaming hallelujah, and praises to God. The scream went up. Why, Brother Branham says, their name was in that book to be revealed, and the Lamb had revealed it. The Lamb had redeemed it. But listen, but he could not come forth until every name was revealed. And that was taking place under the sixth seal before the seventh broke. That was the building of the body. That was the church ages. Then the spotless. Then the Lamb came forth for what he had redeemed. He came to claim what he had redeemed. Brother Branham was saying what I preached to you. He didn't come forth until all seven names were revealed. He stood there as intercessor. But Brother Moore, when the requirement had been met, and when he take price had been paid, Token showed up at evening time for the entire bride. Oh, it's bigger people. Now, the other thing he said, see, there was going to be a people here that would receive this message and preach this message. And he said, they without us can't be made perfect. Because this message had to come. It had to show up. And this token worked all the way back for the entire bride of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to not do too much reading, but there's a few things here you're just going to like. So I wanted to give them to you. This is Christ, the mystery of God revealed. The headship in the body has become one unit. Now, we know that didn't happen until 1963. That didn't happen until the bride had been formed. She was ready. It's God manifested in his people. That's the reason the husband and wife is no longer twain. They are one. God and his church is one, Christ in you. God's great revelation, glory to God. Even bearing his name is Jesus the Anointed. The reason he's called Jesus, he is the Anointed. It's the anointed body of Christ, proving manifested God like that body did. And that body redeemed every of these bodies. And through there, God works his threefold manifestation going to the kingdom. Risen, paid the price, were redeemed. God has proved it, vindicated, and we stand justified in Christ because he cannot pass judgment, for he already judged that body in which I'm a part of. Why? How am I a part of it? If my words abide in me, my words abide in you. But what Brother Brandon's trying to say, we're part of that body. The body's judged. She's perfect. She's passed from death unto life. That's what happened. He came forth off the throne. The price has been paid. We met the requirement. That's the point I'm making. Now let me just throw you in one for you, because this is our other one that we like a lot. We've used over the years. People try to clean up their lives, but it won't work. And I'm just going to jump down and save time. He said, because all of us was born by sex. And therefore, the life that's in there is of the world, and that life will not stand. It's the thing that's already judged and condemned, that first life. You can't patch it up. There's no way to patch it. There's no way to smooth it out. There's no way to make it better. It's got to die. That's the only requirement there is. It's got to die, and the substitute, the life of Jesus Christ, has come into you, which is the Holy Ghost, God's token, that you've accepted the the blood of his son, Jesus Christ. You had to have that requirement met. That's the token. You must be born again. And Jesus paid the price for you for that. Now, I just want to throw this in here. Because listen to what he says right after this. But in the last day, where the token is required, that makes together the whole unit for the rapture. So you jump from tying it to you as an individual to now talking about a token at the end time that connects the whole body and makes it ready for the rapture. All what this really connects for me is what Brother Moore preached the last 2 months. We're united with the entire bright body. It's a little bigger than us. They open in heaven first. We all see this thing now. That's what's happened. The token showed up. The requirement's been met. We're married. We're justified. We passed from judgment. We're going in the rapture. We're the ones he's coming back to take home with him. Yeah. Not just one age, not just one individual, an entire bride body. And they went down on a promise. That's what that quote James read. It's right here, Paul's that. But he knew something was coming. Luther knew something was coming. Wesley knew something was coming. But it didn't come in their day. They didn't live long enough. But at evening time, this token would show up. And they without us can't be made perfect, but that's what happened in this day and hour. Amen. He himself showed up.
Amen.
And we got a full word understanding. Yes. It's an entire body connected together. Yes. It goes back and says it's no longer potential.
Right.
It's a bride now.
Amen.
Standing on her feet. Yes. It ain't potential no more. She's here. She's arrived. I've married her. The price has been met. You're too late now, devil.
Right.
That's where we are. And Rahab, she applied that token, that true token. The price has been met. The one that really does meet the need. She hung that scarlet thread out there. And all the other walls fell down. But she and her family survived. Oh, it gets exciting. Yeah, it's a lesson learned from me. It's much bigger than just my little four walls family. This is a token that took care of the entire church age. All the way back. And worked itself and said, this is the whole bride now. Made it ready for a rapture. Intelligence to the body. Life to the body. That's what happened. But oh, it sure does excite me about that promised reward. Oh, Brother Bram said, get it safety for yourself first. You must be born again. Don't worry about trying to get everybody else born again if you ain't born again. You got to get born again first. But you get it. Apply it to your loved ones, he said. And we've done that. And our loved ones are beyond just my four walls. That's my loved ones. But thank God our family's going. Rahab got them all in. He brought them all in. And they were safe from that destruction. And didn't even say the same thing Rahab said necessarily. Didn't even meet the two spies. Didn't tell them that we've heard all these great things. She just got them in the house under that token.
Amen.
And they were as safe as Rahab was in that house. And oh, Luther, don't worry. Wesley, don't worry. This token's arrived. And it's worked itself back and took care of a whole bride body. Rise on her feet now.
Yes.
We see the whole thing.
Amen.
The world might be falling apart, but this bride's on her way out here. I am not even going through a tribulation period. I have a true token. I have a requirement. It really has been paid. It's been met. Everything that's supposed to happen has happened. And it wasn't even me that figured it out, worked it up, did it. He paid it all. He did it all. He was the mediator. He's the one that hung on Calvary. He's the one that gave me a new birth. He said, but you apply it. Rahab, you don't tell anybody. Jeremiah, you believe your day in the message and live that message. That's what that's all he's asking. Believe it. Only believe. And manifest the word for your hour. That's how this thing works. But thank God for a true token. Yes, I'm born again. I had to have that. Requires a bit bad. But I realize I'm part of something bigger. And this thing needed a token. And that token, the life of Christ, God himself showed up. Requirement's been met. And stood this whole body up on our feet. And we're ready for the journey. And we've said it over and over, the process has already started. We're already in the middle of this thing. Oh, I ain't waiting on them to come. They're here. On one side of the coin, yes, their body's coming out of the grave. I know how to say it. But on the other side, they're up on their feet. They see this thing. They want a new body like we want a new body. Oh, but we're here today, people. The requirement's been met. What an exciting hour. God bless you. Come on, Pastor.
true token. I like that title. Actually, I wrote it down before he said it. I wrote it down, just smiled. I said, there it is. The true token. The thing I love about it, it's because it's just not a token. You know, there's a lot of tokens. Your gang token, as he said, won't work to get you on the bus. Uh-oh, what did I do here? It won't get you on the bus. Somebody take this. Fix that. It won't get you on the bus, nor will the bus token get you in your games. So, just the spies there with Rahab, she just didn't want them to bless her house and give her something. She wanted a true token. She wanted something she knew that's going to work for her. They didn't want to just bless her house and say, okay, Rahab, we're going to bless your house and may the Lord be with you, and then run. Rahab said, I want something real. I want something true. I want something that's going to work. You know, and that's the same way with us. We don't just want a token. I don't just want to speak in tongues. I don't want just a Baptist feel-good message. I don't want to just go to the priest and have him repent and give me my confession and he absolve me of my sin. I don't want those things. I want a true token. I want something that's going to bring life. And that's what God has given a bride in this hour. We have received a true token. And now that we've got it, it's not just for us, but it's for the entire body. The thing I was thinking when he was preaching, I was thinking, you know, that the Bible says that the bride has made herself ready. Well, I was thinking about that a little bit. And I thought, you know, if she's made herself ready, then that means she's done something. So all the way down through the ages, we almost want to think God's doing this. Remember I told y'all, you got something to do with your salvation. He's going to help you. He'll send you foolish virgins to help you along the way. He's going to do all these things to help you along your path. But really, you know, you're walking this thing. It's you're choosing to serve God. You're choosing to come to church. You're choosing to go all the way. And the bride has done it for the last 2,000 years. She has chosen to serve God. And God, remember back when God was, I was thinking about this while you, I said, remember when God knew Abraham, who he was, and he told him to take Isaac up on the hill? He told him to do that because God wanted to see it. And when Abraham raised that knife to kill his son, God said, stay your hand. Now I know. So that whole tooth, that's why Brother Branham said it was potential, because God himself was sitting back waiting to see if it's really going to do what he saw in his mind. And he knew it would, but every age he would look at him and say, now I know. They had to actually walk through it. He'd give them foolish virgin, he gives them helps, and he helped you along the way, but you know what? You are doing this thing. This bride has made herself ready. That's why people can walk away, because they walk away because they feel like, I don't want to do this anymore. God's not keeping me. God doesn't keep you. Not like that. He'll supply all your needs. He'll give you everything that you need, but he's not yet. But you can use it if you want, and you can don't if you want. You can ride high, or you can, like somebody said tonight, ride on the front seat. I think it was Isaiah. Or you can ride on the bumper. You can drag behind the car. It is your way. However you want to do this trip, you can enjoy God, or you can sit here and be miserable with God. Or then you can turn around and walk away from God. It's all in your hands. That God's not making, he's not forcing you to serve him. You serve him because you want to. But as you serve him, when you endure to the end, God turns around at the end of that and says, now I know. Now I know you're going to stay with me. Now I know you're going to go all the way. That's how he can say the bride has made herself ready, because she's dressed herself. The groom don't go in and dress the bride. Hey, we're going to get married. Let me come in that room and dress you. No. You get yourself ready. But now that it's done, he was able to look at the whole plan of redemption manifested before his eyes. That's why it's no longer potential. It was potential because it was in his mind to come to pass, but until it came to pass, it was just a good thought. But then after come to pass, then we're no longer looking at a potential bride. We're looking at the real bride, the bride of all ages. She has overcome. Now he knows that she will overcome and Satan can't touch her. Now he knows that now he could take that true token and apply it to her, because that token, he has sit there for those seven ages playing mediator between God and man. But when that was done, that entire token was applied to his bride. Now he knows who she is. Now that's why she's on her feet. You say, well, you're part of that body. She's as much as on her feet as she's ever going to be. Changing houses ain't going to change, just like your soul. Your soul is your soul no matter which house you're in. You say, well, I don't feel glorified. You're not. Don't fool yourself. Don't try to put your theophany in you now. It's not there. But you're not going to get any more soul than you've got right now if you're born again. But then you're going to take that true token, that Holy Ghost, and you're going to put it in a new tabernacle. But it's not going to change who you are. We have been given a real token in this hour. And now he's looking at us and saying, stay your hand. I know that you're going to go all the way. I can see the manifestation of your last day bride on the earth. Now I know you're going to do this. You have a real token. We have a real token. And it is bigger than just you. It includes you. It includes your family. It includes your loved ones. But it wasn't applied until the end time, but it was applied to the entire body, not just you and your little house. It's bigger than that. We're wrapping up the entire program that God had for the Gentiles. And that's a big thing. Enjoy that, Jeremiah. Come on, musicians. Now, a couple of announcements. This weekend, you remember Sister Denise Longenberger? Those of you who have been around for a while, you know her. God bless her. She's lost another son. He passed away Monday. And so she's asked me to come over and to do his funeral this coming Sunday. So I will be away. And in my stead, Brother James is going to handle the service. And then, of course, you heard Jeremiah say he's leaving. So he'll be gone. I'll be gone. James is going to be taking care of home. He'll have the service next Sunday. And by Jeremiah being gone a week from tonight, Brother Seth has said he will help us out. So we got the bases loaded here. So I'll be back Sunday sometime. And we're going to cancel Sunday night Bible class, because I don't want y'all killing Jay. It's going to be bad enough. Y'all going to be pulling on him Sunday morning. So we'll just not have Bible study Sunday night. And Seth will take it Wednesday, and then we'll be back in sync on comes next Sunday. So remember the Longenbergers, and you know, I've known them for probably over 30 years, and we go way back, and I stood in the gap with them, and prayed with them over many things over the years. They've had the rough roads that they've had to go through, and whenever she needs me and calls, I go running. It doesn't matter what my schedule is. I'll drop it and go to help somebody else. And I'm part of the Indiana family. So, you know, all the brothers and sisters that knew me over in Indiana, whenever they need me, then they call me up. They know I'm going to come running. So remember them. Continue to remember those that have been sick. Remember the Allen family. Most of them got masks on, so just pray for them. God, I touch them. Thank God for answering prayers. I heard, Dawn, you said Darsha's, but get in front of that mic so they can hear you.
Had to do an open heart surgery on him, but he went in for the procedure, and they just put a stent above the original one, and he's fine. Came home.
So thank God. Thank God. He still answers prayer. It's part of his body. So
those who continue to pray for those needs that we have in the body, and continue to pray for. We're trying to organize and planning this trip to Africa next year, and there's India in January. So just pray for those things that God will get everything that we need in order. So, you know, we want to make sure we're doing the right thing, and continue to remember Praveen. So I text him here periodically. We stay in touch. Just keep him and his family in your prayers. The day of redemption. Nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. Mm-hmm. The signs that the prophet foretold. That's in the key of G. The Gentile days numbered with horrors encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold. This thing is wrapping up so fast. And I like to sing this. The day of redemption is here. You know, they like, the word says near, but like here. It's here. You see so much going on, and the world's falling apart, and the bride's waking up, and the Jews are going to need God. Israel's going to need God, because this world is going to turn on her. As you can see, they're already doing it. And you say, do you agree with all? I don't have to agree. I have nothing to do with it. That's, if you watch how God ever used Israel in the Bible, what they're doing is not outside of what God has always done with Israel. You say, well, that's terrible. Read your Bible. It's always been terrible. When God marched around Jericho, he slayed them all. He said, don't leave none of them. Everything. When Achan stole that little wedge, he thought he was going to get away with something. God cursed Israel. So they ain't playing. So God's going to have to turn and help them, because it's getting to a point where God's going to have to just let the Gentile hand go and go get hold of the Jewish hand. So nations are breaking. Israel's awakening. The sign that the prophets foretold. The Gentiles' days numbered with horrid encumbered. Eternity soon will unfold, for the day of redemption is here. Men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with God's Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Bright, look up, your redemption is here. The fig tree is growing, Jerusalem's restoring her national lifelong dethroned. Today she is calling, the latter rain's falling, return all despised to your home, for the day of redemption is here. Failing for fear, we should be filled with God's Spirit. Your lamps trimmed and clear, brightness up, your redemption is here. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be of the skies. God's word is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is nigh. And false prophets are lying, God's truth they're denying, that Jesus the Christ is our God. Though this generation spurns God's revelation, we'll walk where the apostles have trod. For the day of redemption is here, and men's hearts are failing for fear. We should be filled with God's Spirit, your lamps trimmed and clear. Bright, lift up, your redemption is here. For the day of
men's hearts are failing for fear. Be filled with
redemption is near. You're dismissed.